Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we are here in Houston, inside the Quicken Loans Studios, and the 2016 Major League Baseball season, it is just around the corner. A great deal of anticipation for opening day, and delighted to have back with us the author of Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages, a baseball fan's quest to see the game from a seat in every ballpark, the great Eric Kavikoff. It's been way too long. How are you, Eric?
Great, thanks. How you doing? Thanks for having me back.
It's wonderful to have you back on this Friday night. And there's so much that we're looking forward to getting into with the start of the season. But before we kind of take a step back, and we want to highlight your book and kind of get an update from you in your corner, you know, entering into the 2016 season, what is one particular storyline that intrigues you the most about the upcoming year?
Well, the Royals won the World Series last year, and that's something that was a long time in coming for them. They had won a pennant the year before that, and it really changed the atmosphere around the ballpark and around the whole stadium. And when people go, they're much more optimistic and much more into games than they were. And the same is true for Pittsburgh, by the way. PNC Park, a terrific baseball experience, made even more so now by the changed atmosphere, by a team that is now suddenly winning after 2.5 decades of losing in futility. Pirates fans would go for years and sit there and talk about the Steelers football games because it was more interesting to them, and there was more to it than there was for the Pirates. Now that the Pirates are winning, it's changed the entire atmosphere and making an even more of a powerhouse experience there for fans.
What is your level of optimism when you talk about the Kansas City Royals? Can they repeat?
Well, listen, no one thought they'd go to the World Series in 2014. No one thought they'd win it in 2015. No matter, let's go back. And a lot of people are not even predicting they'd win the division in 2016. So at some point, it's not a fluke anymore. So I guess we'll see. But listen, you still have to play the games. They've got a great team returning most of their team. Of course, they have very good odds.
Sports writer and author Eric Kavikoff is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio, in our final segment tonight. And I believe, Eric, from our last conversation, I think you're based out of New York. What is your impressions from a distance? Obviously, our hub, we're down here in Houston. What's your impressions of the Astros? Because I really think that they took a big step forward in 2015, improving by 16 wins. You've got Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Dallas Keuchel, and George Springer. He's back and get hot.
Well, all those guys are tremendous. Correa is well ahead of where anyone thought he would be, and everyone thought he would be tremendous. And Keuchel, amazing. You know, Cy Young Award last year, I believe. And so, I mean, the team struggled a little bit toward the end of the year, but listen, they're returning a lot of big pieces, and they really look very promising. Their recovery, I guess the rebuilding, came out ahead of schedule, and they surprised a lot of people last year. I don't think they're going to surprise as many this year, and people know they're coming now.
Hey, Eric Kavikoff with us. Just a few more minutes at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's take time to shift gears. We want to highlight your book that you released last year titled Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. Tell us a little bit about the book. You went to every major league ballpark. What was that experience like? And what was the goal, the ultimate goal of the book, Eric?
Well, the ultimate goal was to see how every team relates to its fans, and they all do it differently based on where they are, their history, what have you. You know, the New York Yankees always sell their nostalgia. They're retiring numbers left and right based on their history and on the success they've had on the field. A team like the Seattle Mariners can't quite do that. The Colorado Rockies have to rely on something else. They've never even had a Hall of Famer play for them, the Rockies. So they really highlight their city and the views that they have, and they've got a wall of achievement now showing the great things that some of their players have achieved on the field. Even if they haven't had much success on the field, they can still highlight things that they've done and really play to the crowd there. And, of course, they have their Rocky Mount Oysters, which you can't get anywhere else. And probably a lot of people would be the sigh of relief that they can't get them anywhere else. But that's one thing that's unique to them. But, of course, every ballpark has things that are unique to them. And it was very interesting to see the differences. You know, if you go to Milwaukee, it's a very localized experience. Milwaukee certainly is not New York. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Chicago. And so the games are not like any of the games you see in the other cities there. You can go tailgate there and have brats and chorizos and hot dogs all day long up until the game starts, and then go inside, have some more. And then the sausages race around the bases between the sixth inning. You don't get that anywhere else, certainly. And Bernie Brewer, of course, unique there as well. And they sing a polka song in the seventh inning during during a seventh-inning stretch, and something you certainly will not see anywhere else. So local touches like that are all part of seeing the game. And, you know, these are things you don't see when you're watching the games on television, when you're reading the stat lines. These are things you have to see up close and experience, and it's all part of the fun.
And I understand, Eric, last year you revisited several of the parks and provided update chapters in the book from what, six teams, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was able to revisit six teams last year, and it was really nice to see some of the changes. I mentioned the Pirates and the atmosphere that changed around there, and it was nice to go back to see the Tigers. I was there in 2006, right when the Tigers were ascendant. They had been terrible for years, and then 2006 they went to the first World Series in many years, and then they dominated the league for several years, and then they were on the downside of that just as I went back last year. So I got to see the beginning and I got to see the end of their run, and it was kind of nice to see. And I walked around talking to some of the fans about that and their feelings about that, and they were into it no matter what. And it's just a terrific ballpark anyway, with a lot of history that they talk about. I mean, the park itself is not historic. Tiger Stadium is. And this time around, I was actually able to go visit the site of old Tiger Stadium. The stadium is not there anymore, but the field is still there. So you just walk into walk through the hole in the fence there, and you can go stand on the mound of old Tiger Stadium. And I stood there and pretended I was Jack Morris, you know, in the 1984 World Series. And that was a lot of fun to be able to do something like that. That's certainly something you can't do anywhere else either.
That, of course, was Eric Kabakov, sports writer and blogger and author of his book, Rally Caps, Rain Delays, and Racing Sausages. Hard to believe our show's already come to a close. We want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests, Mitch Lawrence, Andy Pondillo, Dirk Lammas, Lee Klein, Dell Harris, vice president of the Texas Legends and longtime NBA coach, and Alvin Adams. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. Be sure and join us next weekend for our Final Four show, starting early from 6 to 8 Central Time.